This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball winter meetings 2018. We continue. Gwynn and Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Hotel. And it is A.J. Cassavell from MLB.com. Covers the San Diego Padres. Covers them as well as they can be covered.
Yes, AJ, good, happy haircut, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We didn't recognize him when he came over.
It was like almost to your shoulders. Now you're rocking a shortcut. Now.
Yeah, it was as long as it's been, but I actually got a haircut like 3 months ago, and this is probably my second or third one, but you haven't seen me in that time.
You got to post it on Instagram or something for Tony to keep up with you.
I'm not a selfie guy. I cover the team. I don't like putting
myself. You don't seem like a selfie guy.
Good for you. Well, the winter meetings have not exactly been a plethora of trades. In fact, I don't think there's been any. Yeah. But I don't know. Where do you think the Padres stand? Where are they going? What are they thinking?
Well, I would like to see a trade happen, but yeah. I think right now it seems pretty cold on that front. I know they've checked in on just about everyone, and they've been rumored with some of the big names. I don't think anything is remotely close with any of those big names. I also think that one of maybe the bigger storylines to me that's come out of the winter meetings is A.J. Preller's kind of insistence that he doesn't feel like he needs to add a starting pitcher, that he might stand pat with his rotation. I'm inclined not to believe that necessarily at face value. I think he wants to acquire a starting pitcher however he can, whether it's free agency or a trade. But at the same time, it's a long offseason, and there's a reason to kind of maybe play chicken with some teams that you're trying to trade with and say, hey, you know what? We don't need a pitcher. We can go into the season with these guys, and at that point, why not? If they don't want to give up any of their big time prospects, they don't have to. They're not necessarily looking to compete right off the bat in 2019. They would like to have that frontline starting pitcher, but I don't know if the Padres feel like they need to trade from their farm system depth to acquire it.
So why don't you believe them then, AJ? When you say he's not inclined to, you're like, I don't necessarily believe that.
Well, he's kind of leaned toward in the last couple days saying, hey, we're gonna stand pat in the rotation if nothing's really out there. Well, I believe him there. I'm sure there's nothing out there that lines up with the Padres, but things change during the offseason, and I don't think they're sitting back and resting on their laurels that these are the guys we have in the rotation and we're sticking with that, because the rotation, quite frankly, needs to get better than it was. It wasn't good enough last year, and it's not good enough going into next season. So I would be surprised if these guys in the rotation are the same guys, and that's it, with no additions at the start of next year.
I'm agreeing with AJ. I want to be on record.
Which AJ?
You.
Okay.
Both AJs. Well, no, you, because you're disagreeing with the other AJ. Good point. AJ Cassavell is with us from MLB.com. One of the things that's kind of come to my attention since I've been in Las Vegas that has kind of changed my thinking a little bit is the potential future of Will Myers. I don't know if you're hearing anything or if you've heard a little of the same buzz that I'm hearing, but I thought for sure, really, the Padres would wind up parting with Will Myers this offseason. I just thought, hey, look, the third base thing didn't work. It makes sense. They've got the corner outfield covered. Will Myers could bring them back something in return. But now that these winter meetings have gone on, it seems to me that maybe there's not going to be the market they want for a Will Myers. Maybe it won't work out. What do you think?
I think it's still a possibility. It's clearly still something that they're exploring, and I'm sure if other teams called, they would listen and vice versa.
Right.
But I'm kind of with you on that. I think that They maybe feel like Will Myers would be, like, trading him right now would be selling low on a talented guy because of the season he's coming off of with all the injuries he had and the underperforming. And so they have these six kind of major league caliber outfielders, and at the beginning of the offseason it looked like, yeah, clearly they're going to trade one of those. There's no room for six guys on a big league roster. But again, we talked about this with the starting pitching. If you're not getting enough back for him, they're not in desperation mode to trade one of the outfielders. They don't have to. And so if they're getting offered less than they think Will Myers is worth, they don't have to trade Will Myers. They don't need to add to the rotation. I think they should. They don't need to trade one of their outfielders. I think maybe they should. They do need a third baseman. That's kind of wide open right now.
So if you have six outfielders, how is it that you don't need to trade an outfielder? I look at this roster, and granted, I think...
Spoken from an outfielder.
it's rare now to almost see five outfielders on certain rosters, depending on the roster construction. But is the holdup the money that Will Myers has, or is the holdup the fact that they want to make sure they get the right value for what they're giving up for in Will Myers?
Yeah, well, the money's a part of the value, I think. So I think it comes down to more they want to make sure that they're getting enough value, and part of the value is they don't want to eat any of that money. If they're going to find a deal, it's got to be for someone who with a team the Mariners rumor. The Mariners rumor from earlier.
Contract.
Yeah, that can kind of make that work, and maybe the Padres get some positional a little better positional balance on their roster, because six outfielders, no third baseman, that's not a way to go into a season.
Right.
So, but
I don't know, the way they play the shift these days, there's teams that don't use third baseman.
Yeah. Well, six outfielders, I think they could theoretically do it, and all of a sudden you've got a pretty fierce spring training competition on your hands, and one of those guys is starting the year in AAA, and I'd have to go and look at specifically at who has options, but I think all six of those guys are major league players, and it's not the end of the world if you're asking for competition, but you need the rest of the roster to be filled out.
It isn't the end of the world, but it does hold up the development of guys like Hunter Renfroe and Franmil Reyes and Manny Margot, because those are guys who, when you watch the end of the 2018 season, with probably more Franmil Reyes and Hunter Renfroe, you got excited watching the way they finished that second half of the season. So it would seem as though the move isn't just to go from six to five outfielders. It's probably more so those guys can get sufficient playing time, I would assume.
Yeah, and that's why I think they're going
to
end up, before the offseason's over, trading one of the outfielders.
They have
because,
to, I would think.
Yeah. Six outfielders is in the way the outfield's set up right now. And they talk about depth. They talk about not wanting someone to get hurt and then all of a sudden be scrambling. But if they traded one of the outfielders, say they trade Myers, they still have outfield depth.
Right.
They still have Franchi Cordero.
Right.
So if you're trading Will Myers and getting a third baseman, it's not like you're really jeopardizing the outfield. I will say, I mean, Will Myers is more proven than any of these outfielders that
they
have
true.
Right now.
That's true.
But you still have competition for playing time, because Franchi Cordero can play all three outfield spots, and I think they really want to see playing time from him, and so he's right there in the mix, and he could play center field if Manny Margot struggles, if Renfroe or Reyes regresses, or if, God forbid, there's an injury, he's an option there too. So
Travis Jankowski is another guy.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think he's a perfect kind of bench outfield
perfect
piece.
Guy.
Perfect, but you know, needs a little playing time to stay into it. AJ Cassavell is with us from MLB.com, talking all these Padre situations and maybe good problems to have. You know, we heard the JT Realmuto name come up, Miami Marlins all-star catcher. I the first thing Tony and I thought was, really? Catcher? That just seems like kind of the last place the Padres would be attacking. Does that speak to the fact that the Padres just have so much in their farm system right now that every name that comes up, the Padres are being linked to that team?
I think more than anything else, yeah. And it's not just that he's a catcher and the Padres already have two pretty good young catchers. It's that he has two more years of team control, and in theory 2019 isn't the Padres year.
Right.
So he's got 1 year of being a real impact guy in San Diego. That said, I think the Padres would be foolish not to look into him, because he's probably the best catcher in baseball right now. If not one
of
he's
them.
One B. So he's, I think when you see that the Padres have checked on Realmuto, well, they'd be foolish not. It's literally their job to find out what the cost is and if they can acquire a good kind of talented players. So
AJ, we're getting to the point of the year where we start thinking about spring training, you know, and it's come a little faster than I really wanted it to be honest.
A couple months away.
But last year we heard so much about Tatis, we heard so much about Urias, we seen some of the pitching come up. Who is the wave, not counting Tatis, because I think we all assume that we are going to see Tatis and Urias at some point in the 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
Other than those two, who is the next wave that's coming?
Well, there's a good story about those two on MLB.com today.
I know. It's all written by a guy named AJ Cassavaugh.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Good. All right.
But if we're going past those two, I think the pitching this year could be interesting. It's because if they don't add to the rotation, or maybe if they only add one guy, it's wide open, and there's going to be prospects pushing for time in the rotation. There's going to be, I think, Logan Allen, Cal Quantrill, Chris Paddock could all see time in the big leagues.
That gave me goosebumps.
And that's to me, I think a lot of people saw what Lauer and Lucchese did last season, and that's all well and good. They came up in April and then were there the whole year. I don't know if we're going to get that out of these guys, especially Quantrill and Paddock, because they had Tommy John surgery relatively recently.
So they'll be on innings.
But they'll be on innings limits, but they'll still get their shot in the major league level because they've performed in this scenario. They will have performed well in the minor leagues to earn that spot, and so I think those are kind of impact guys that the Padres are counting on getting their first taste of the major leagues this year, and then maybe you go into 2020 and they have some experience under their belt. All of a sudden, Garrett Richards is back, Dinelson Lamet's back, and now you have the makings of a decent rotation if you can add a top line arm to it next year.
Bullpen, what's the? I mean, the bullpen's always strong. But where do they start, or are they going to stay pat in the bullpen most likely?
Yeah, I think they'll stay pat trade-wise, but for me, the interesting kind of the X factor maybe on the whole pitching staff is Matt Strom. I thought he was really good last year.
Right.
He was kind of – he was babied a little bit last year.
Eddie Green just walked up as he said that, by the way, everybody.
he's put on some weight this offseason. He's bulked up, and he's that kind of – he's got the kind of stuff where he could be a frontline rotation kind of guy, even if he's not eating 7-8 innings at a time. And so, best case scenario, Matt Strom's that guy. If that doesn't pan out, if his body doesn't hold up physically because he was coming off knee surgery, if his body doesn't hold up physically, then he's got a spot in the bullpen and his stuff's nasty. And it'll clearly play somewhere. The question is where.
AJ Casavell, great stuff. Strange bedfellows is what you would call it here at the baseball winter meetings. You're doing an interview with one guy, and other people walk by. That's what it's all about in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't think Andy liked my babied Matt Strom comment.
No, I'm pretty sure he did.
No, he loved it.
AJ Casavell, thank you for coming on, brother.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.